know who's joining us by Facebook, by YouTube. But if you are, and we also invite you to send in your prayer requests, okay? We are going to pray for needs just a little bit. And so we want you to join in with us this morning and send those prayer requests. And it let us know, too, if you are watching in, okay? If you're joining on live. And give us a shout-out, okay? Say, I'm here, Pastor R, Mrs. R. Would like to say that and I just learned this before I came here, so I'm going to have to get on to him. Pastor Heath, just let me know.
11 o'clock.
that he was feeling bad, feeling a little bit under the weather, so he wasn't going to make it. So I know today, usually, or what tomorrow represents, is one of Heath's great heroes, MLK, Martin Luther King Jr., and as well as ours. So we appreciate all the amazing things that this man of God accomplished. And he's famous for, he taught in school for many things. You know, he was a civil rights leader. And he was also a pastor and a father, and he had a family. And but he had a passion. He had a passion for the dreams that God placed in his heart. You know, so I'm going to just show you a few things this morning, and not that I'm promoting selling books. Okay, I'm not doing that this morning. But for some reason or other, I just wanted to just pass these. You know, because we're going to talk about dream. You know, Bruce Wilkerson, if you ever heard of that author, wrote a book one time called The Dream Giver, you know, and about how God deposits dreams inside of us that are much bigger than we are, okay? And it's really hard for us to wrap our minds around some of the things that God placed. It's just like where we're standing this morning. I know this may not seem, this is not, definitely on the scale of, you know, some of the ministries across the nation and world that are you know, mega churches and huge ministries and so forth. But God places land. He just canvasses the landscape, the country, with people. He raises up people and. To some, it may be a small dream. To others, it may be a large dream. But God's dream for you is bigger than the dream you have for yourself. Okay, regardless of what size it is, you know, we are a part of God's dream. And then we are part of the dream that God placed in us. Then Matthew Barnett, which is Tommy Barnett's son, out in California and that area, you know, had built this ministry called the Dream Center. And this book is called God's Dream for You. God's Dream for You. God has an amazing dream inside you, okay? Then a book was given to me recently. It's Dreaming with God by Bill Johnson, you know, the pastor of Bethel Ministries this morning. Dreaming with God, how incredible that is. Then, you know, by Martin Luther King, where do we go from here? You know, Dr. King was certainly a dreamer, and he's noted for his speech. One of his iconic speeches was in 1963 in Washington, D.C., where he cast this dream called I Have a Dream speech. And it's famous today. We teach it in school. We've learned it. We've studied it. We've pulled it apart. And we've dissected it. We've looked at segments of it. And it embraces not just, you know, a black community, but people's freedom and how God meant us to soar on the wings of our dream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody needs to get a hold of that this morning. Because the devil's trying to clip your wings. Amen. And you are a dreamer. Don't ever let anybody tell you you're not a dreamer. Don't ever let anybody tell you that your dream is insignificant or your dream doesn't matter, because it matters. And the dream God has placed in you, you know, has not just meant for you, okay? But that dream is meant to impact and affect other people around you. No matter how small that audience may be or how large or that it may be, God's dream in you is for others also, okay? It incorporates others also. Then this book by Jim Raley, which is a good book, and we're going to look at some of those a little bit later on, not this morning, but as we go on throughout this year, is Dream Killers, a book by Jim Raley. That with every dream that God places in us, then there are those elements or those factors or those circumstances or those people that the enemy of our soul sends our way to kill the dream that's inside of us. Oh, but let me tell you, if it's a God dream, amen, it's hard to stomp. And it's hard to squelch a God dream that's breathing and beating inside of you. Amen. Our hallelujah. So we're gonna start with some scripture. I'll pull Mrs. R up here, and we may do it from a teaching platform. I may get happy and get up and dance around her a little bit, okay? But I want you all to get a hold of this word this morning. So I'm going to ask you to sit with the Word of God in your lap and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you this morning. Open your hearts.
If you're at home and you don't have the Word with you, go ahead and get up and go get it. Bring it back in and turn with us and just be involved with us as we go through this. I promise it'll bless you.
Mrs. R said, I'll tell something on her. She says, you know what? And she is real courageous. Don't you think that she has really come a long way? Because there have been times she'd say, no, I ain't coming up there. Because she's got to be prepared. You know, she's one of these people. I don't know how many out there listening that's got to have all their ducks in the row before they say anything. But what the Holy Spirit has been doing over the last few years is imprompting her to be, you know, a person required to be there at the moment, okay?
The Holy Spirit and a husband who says, stretching time.
In the Revolutionary War, there were people who were asked to fend for their country in a moment of time. They called them a minute men. they had to be ready in not their convenience, but at the time that the bell called them. Okay, and they had to answer the call. We are going to talk about Joseph this morning, and a few other people. But it's powerful this morning what God wants to do, restoring the dream. You know what? We started this year with a God given word, and we cast every year, and this. And, you know, last year was 2020, seeing God more perfectly, you know, through that more perfect vision, or seeing the world more perfectly, seeing through the eyes of Jesus. 2020, seeing, having perfect, more perfect spiritual eyesight. And this year, God has placed a word, birthed a word in my spirit about restoration and restitution, restoring or taking back what the enemy. Can we all agree that the enemy has taken things from us this year? Can we not agree that the enemy has marched into our camp, marched into our nation, and really sort of turned things seemingly upside down and, you know, taken things from us? So this year, in her heart, I feel like God's saying, listen, don't look at your circumstances. Don't look at the things around you. You may think that the thing I place inside of you will never come. It may tarry, but write it down, because it will surely come to pass. That's what God told the prophet Habakkuk. It will come to pass. Write it down. Write it down. Write that vision down. Write that dream down. Because God will bring it to pass in your life this morning. So I'm going to talk a little bit about awakening the dreamer. Because we've got a lot of dreamers out there this morning. Got a lot of people that God brings in with dreams. And I know you've been through a lot. I know you've come through addiction, and you've come through pain, and you've come through heartache, and you've come through struggle. But you know what, Mrs. R? I remember what the Lord said one time. He says, I've chosen my people. How many knows that God chose you? Yeah, once God chose you, Will, then you raise your hand. You say, I'll go, Lord. And we make that decision to follow Jesus. But think about this. God says, I have chosen you out of the furnace of affliction. So God don't look through. He don't walk through rose gardens. He don't walk through, you know, all the pleasant places of life, the refined places of life, and look for dreamers. God looks for his dreamers among the broken, among the rejected, among the down and out, the people who life in society has cast off. There's where God chooses his dreamers. Amen. Because he placed a dream inside of you. So this year, or today, and we're going to talk about the next maybe a couple weeks, is God awakening the dreamer inside of us, restoring the dreamer, bringing the dreamer, and God speaking in your life and encouraging you that you take the dream that God placed in you and you dream again. You dream again. You know, God created us to dream. How many knows that? Amen? God put it in the heart of his creation to dream. And all those that God has called have been men and women who of course, dream.
You know, Pastor, that's a sign of the times.
Yes.
Way back in the book of Joel, he said in the last days, your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams.
Amen.
And your young men will see visions.
Woo.
You know, and it's coming to pass. God's given us dreams. And
yes,
sometimes the dream is so big it frightens us. But that's good.
Yes.
Because God didn't choose you to accomplish this dream on your own.
Amen.
God says, I'll do it in you. I Amen. Just need a willing vessel.
Amen.
And if the dream scares you, then thank God for it. Because he's getting ready to take you to a bigger level.
Amen.
A further along in the kingdom. God's getting ready to empower you to do something big for him. And that's exciting.
Amen. And in fact, I'll say this. If your dream doesn't scare you, it's probably not from God. Okay? If your dream doesn't scare you, it's probably not from God.
And at first, it may be just a little seed.
Yes.
And like a snowball, it'll grow as God, as we say, completes the process or puts you on the road to the accompanying that dream. It'll grow.
Amen.
Do you remember when he gave Mary his seed? The first thing she had to do was say yes.
Yes. Be it unto me.
And she did. She said, yes. Be it unto me, O Lord, according to your word. And then she began to protect that seed. She went to somebody, Elizabeth, who could help her grow that seed.
And we're going to talk about that just in a minute.
Yes.
Keep going.
And she finally brought that seed forth. And that dream manifested as the Savior of the world. So I don't know what dream God has given you. I don't know what you have. I've heard things and rumblings of things. you know, well, we can't do this because everything's shut down. And our dream of prison ministries put on hold. No, not here. We've had to adapt.
Yes.
We've had to do things differently.
Yes.
But we're moving right on
Come
and
on.
Not missing a bit.
Come on, somebody out there. Yes.
So no matter what the devil throws, we'll just ball up and roll right through it. We'll roll with the punches, and we'll continue to serve the Lord and be grateful for it.
Yes.
You know, I could look around today, and I could bemoan the fact that our hill is slick and our parking lot has knee-deep snow, but I could also say, thank you, Jesus, you made a way. And looking online here, I see so many of you that I've never seen before. Welcome. And thank you for joining us. You have a dream, and it's not by coincidence that you clicked on to this today. Yep. God wants to drop a seed into you. God wants to confirm a seed that's already been dropped into you.
Yes.
Or God wants to give you the green light and say, go. Go after it.
Amen.
You don't have to be qualified. God doesn't call the qualified.
Right.
What
Amen.
Does he do?
He qualifies
the called. Call. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. This little excerpt I saw from Bethel Ministries, I think it's a worship leader. It doesn't really matter who, but it can be easy to see the people around us as dreamers. It's good to look at somebody and analyze and say, that person is a dreamer. You know, Martin Luther King was a dreamer, yes. You know, Abraham Lincoln was a dreamer. George Washington was a dreamer. We can look at all their, you know, people down through history, people in the Word of God, and we can look at Abraham and say, wow, Abraham was a dreamer. You know, Mary, as Miss Kathy mentioned, was a dreamer. And it's easy for us to look around us and see people and say, those are dreamers. But count ourselves out as a dreamer. Okay?
Pastor, I've actually had people come to me and say, oh, I've got the best idea. I want to do this for our community. And I Lord has burdened my heart. And I said, that's awesome. And then they say, can you do that? Why? Because they lack confidence.
Yes.
They feel unqualified. But the thing is, God never goes to ivory palaces. You know, look all through the scripture. He doesn't go to kings. He uses the ordinary. As a matter of fact, there's a scripture that says he delights
yes.
in using small things.
Yes.
Amen. Isn't that awesome?
Amen. Amen.
I can just see God up there grinning and putting a dream in somebody that considers himself small.
Yes.
Because God delights in that.
Wow.
That's so exciting.
Yes. Amen. And, you know, I'm excited this morning because I'm talking to an audience of dreamers.
Amen.
Woo!
Yes.
People with God dreams inside of them. Living and breathing. And some of them have been dormant. And so this morning, we want to encourage people who have that God dream, but that dream has laid dormant. And I think the times have created this place where it would be easy to say that people's dreams are on hold or they have died or they're dormant because, you know, all the time, the things that are going on with us, the COVID world pandemic and, you know, all the social unrest, the racial issues, and the political issues and all the things that have taken place. And I think it's easy for people to look at those things and say, where am I, Lord, in all of this?
Yes.
I want to say to you, God's dream is still inside you.
Yes.
God's dream is bigger than you. You were made to dream, but dream with God. Amen. You were made to dream with God. Hallelujah. Not just dream about him. You could dream about something great, but God has placed the dream inside of you, greatness inside of you to be lived out of the fulfillment of that dream.
Yes.
But we often look around us and say, well, they're dreamers, but not me. And we count ourselves out. And if you're having a hard time seeing yourself as a dreamer, remember that God loves you. God loves to meet you in the adventure of your own dream. Amen. You were made to dream. You were made to dream with God. Can somebody say amen?
Dreams don't come to pass because God gives us one. You see, He chooses to work with you.
Amen.
There's effort involved. You know, when He showed Moses the land of Canaan, the land flowing with milk and honey, they didn't just roll in and the enemies just move out and leave them all their possessions. They had to fight. And sometimes the battles were furious and they lost. They were casualties.
Yes.
But they persevered. They kept going. They said, God's given us a dream. He's told us it's ours. The only thing we have to do is possess it. So are you possessing your dream? Are you owning it?
Amen.
Are you saying, yes, this dream's from God?
Right,
are you saying, yes, I'm willing to do my part to bring it to pass?
Yes.
I'll work. I'll fight if I have to. I'll do everything I can, and God will work in me to see that this dream comes to pass.
Amen. You know, I remember as a kid in a little rural country school. It was an old brick building. It had floors that were oiled, and I don't know if you remember that.
Oh, I do.
If you ever fall on it with a nice set of clothes, you'll run, okay? Because oil-stained floors, and they were covered with some kind of sawdust or something. And we sat in those little desks, and these great old big huge windows were in our classroom.
I remember.
And they had wired screens over them because, you know, we lived where people like to break out windows. But anyway, we sat there, and I remember sitting there and looking out that on a beautiful day. And, you know, as a teacher, I remember that in school, seeing the day so beautiful, be caught up in my class, but looking out at outside and seeing how beautiful it was and saying, oh, how wonderful it would be to be on the lake fishing, okay, or doing something else. But as a kid, I remember looking out and daydreaming. Have you ever daydreamed before? Have you ever just put your thoughts out there somewhere? Sal, have you ever daydreamed before? You know, you just sit there and you think about, you know, things that you wanted to do, things that you were holding near and dear to your heart, things that you enjoy. You know, I did that. I remember, you know, sitting in the classroom and running through the woods. But I was in the classroom. I've actually told my kids, listen, students, let's join the class today and quit daydreaming. Quit daydreaming. There's people who could probably even say that they've daydreamed in church before. You know, I've probably been there a time or two in my life. But, you know, one of the ways that we can dream, one of the ways we dream is we imagine the future. Do you know that God puts creativity in us? He puts imagination inside of us. Did you know that?
Because He can use it for His glory.
Yes. We think that imagination only comes from us. It only comes from our intellect. But, you know, God puts creativity and imagination to go hand in hand, to be dance partners with the dream that He has placed inside of us.
Amen.
You got to be willing to stand up and go after your dream.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Don't let your dream die. And one way that we do take our and possess our dream and even guard our dream is by meditating upon our dream. Now, there's a lot of people going to say, now, Pastor R, you're getting into all that Eastern religion stuff. Oh, talking about meditating. Do you know how many times the word meditation is used in the scripture? By one of the heroes of the faith, his name was David. when he said he meditated upon God's word. Listen, God don't want you just to read the word and say, I've read the Bible 29 times, Pastor. Woo! I'll give you a star. God bless you. But how much of that word did you possess and take into your heart and say, listen, God, place something in me and I will meditate upon that. When God gives you a word, you meditate upon that word. You think upon that word. You let that word become realness inside of you. You envision that.
Have you ever seen a cow eat when it chews its cud? Is that what it's called?
Cud.
Cud.
Okay.
All right.
Cud, cud. I don't know.
But anyway, I've seen pictures on TV. It'll chew it, and it'll go down, and then it'll come back up, and it'll chew it again.
Yeah.
It'll go back down.
That's good.
Then it'll come back up, and it'll chew it again. And there's a reason for that. But the reason for the Christian is that when we meditate, and by that word, I know when in Eastern cultures, when you meditate, you open yourself up to spirits and this and that. But and when David meditated in his Bible, he in the scriptures and Psalms, he opened himself to God.
To God.
And he says, God, here I am, pour into me, and I'm going to read your word, but I'm going to chew on it all day long. I'm going to chew
yes.
on it. Whatever
yes.
I'm doing, I'm going to chew on that word, and then it'll go down, and then maybe 2 hours later, it'll come back up, and I'll chew on that word again.
Yes.
That's what we mean when
yes.
we say meditate
yes.
on the word
meditate
of God. You pour over
God.
With prayer and scripture, and you let God give and bring to your imagination all kinds of revelations about that word.
Yes.
Have you ever read a scripture and suddenly you've read it probably 100 times in your lifetime?
Yes.
But suddenly you read it and it's fresh because you see something different and new in
Amen.
It.
Amen. Where does that come from?
Where does it come from, guys? Where does it? Yes, the
Holy Spirit.
It's spirit inspired. It's
gave
spirit
us a
inspired.
New revelation.
I used to, we went through a spell where before I turned on TV, every time we came to church, somebody was preaching on the prodigal son. And I thought, well, I have heard all I can on the prodigal son. And one Sunday we came here, and I don't remember if it was you or he started on the prodigal son. And I'm sorry, I'm human. In my mind, I thought, oh, here we go again. Of course, I smiled and, you know, said yes. But in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, there's so much other things in here to preach on. But they started preaching on the prodigal son. And it was completely new revelation to me. And I ate that up, and I'm telling you, like that cow, I chewed on that all week long.
Amen.
Because God reveals something new.
Amen. You know, once we realize that God does have a dream in us, then we meditate upon that dream. We think about it. We, with the Holy help of the Holy Spirit, we process that. And remember, that seed, it may be a seed at first. It may be a small thing. It may, as Kathy said, three things about a word that God deposits in us, or someone may speak to you. That word may be first time dropped in your spirit. You'll say, okay, I that's a word that I feel like I can take or embrace. Or it may be a word that something that God's already placed in your spirit has to do with your dream. And what you're going to do with that, it's going to confirm something God has already spoken into you.
That's why we don't run out when people give us words from the Lord, or when we just get a fancy or an idea. We just don't run out and act on it. Because it may be God dropping a seed into us. And if it is, then he will give that dream time to grow. And it may be a confirmation of a seed's already been dropped. And God's saying it's time to move. Because, you know, he told Moses one time.
Yes.
Listen to this. He said, Moses, quit praying and start moving.
Amen.
Because Moses used that prayer as an excuse. He was fearful and he didn't want to move on the dream. And finally God said, listen, you're prayed up. I've called you. Now let's go. Let's move on our dream.
Yes.
I remember when we had a dream for prison ministry here. And so many people were just on fire. It was a vision of the entire church. We just didn't want to go to the jails. We wanted a true prison ministry. We wanted to make a difference in the lives of these men. And God blessed that dream. And through the years, it has grown, and it has grown. And we have seen those inmates come out. And we've seen so many just go into the community and turn their lives around and lead a productive, God-fearing life. Some have served God. One is a pastor right now. We talked to him last week.
Yes.
He's a pastor, and he is pastoring and leading and discipling young men.
Yes, and women.
Why? Because we had a dream. We had a dream.
Yes.
And God blessed us, and we moved out. Did we have all the answers?
No.
No. We, like you said, was it Wednesday night? Sometimes we were flying by the seat of our pants. We learned in the school of experience and hard knocks.
Yes.
But we're still learning. And we're still growing, and that's so exciting.
But you know, when that God dream is there, God will bring up people to confirm what he has placed in your spirit. Connecting us to people that at one time we never dreamed of or we didn't even know. People like Brother Manny Mill from Chicago, Konania House, who was saved in the prison, who God radically saved. That's one of his books. You know, God radically saved him, you know, and placed a ministry, a dream inside of him. And he joined himself to Chuck Colson, who mentored him. And out of this dream, you know, God saw a dreamer. He looked for him in the prison, of all places, to look for a dreamer, you know.
Like Joseph.
Like Joseph. But, you know, God connected him to us. You know, down here in Southwest Virginia, these little people right here, just little us connected to us. And help was instrumental in confirming and encouraging and pouring into us for years. So God is about that. God is about that. God is about bringing people up to connect with the dream that God has placed in your life. That's why, listen, I've got a word for you. That's why you've got to be careful not to cast your pearl before the swine. That's why you got to be careful who to tell your dream to. That's why you got to be careful who you join yourself to, who speaks into your life, who gives a lot of information to you. Because sometimes those people can be a part of the dream killer set. They can be a part of those who will either frustrate you in that, who will discourage you in that, who will stand between you and that God dream in that. So God does bring people along to encourage us in our dream.
Pastor.
Who tell us, who Miss Kathy, tell us that God has a dream inside of you. God has a dream inside you, Sal. You're not just a boy from the city who joined the Navy. Down here in the country, you say, well, I know I met this cute girl named Pam. And so I'm here in Southwest. You're not here just because of a cute girl. You're here because God placed a dream inside you. And you're part of this dream. You're part of this dream, Miss Selena and Joe. You're part of a dream. You're part of a dream that God has placed in the dream that God placed in you.
Pastor, we have a dreamer online with
us.
This is the first time this dreamer's been with us because he's been incarcerated. He just got out on the 13th. And let me read to you what he wrote. Hey, guys, I just came home from jail on the 13th of this month. The Lord even made a way for me to get out 3 years early. Praise the Lord. This is my first service with y'all, and I plan to have many more with you guys. Thank you for all you do for the prisoners. Because of you, we are reminded that the Lord will never forget us, even if we are in prison. I can't wait to be sitting in the Lord's house and learning his word. I love you. God guide me and give me the ability to understand the word. And I can't wait to see you and meet you. I want to be a more righteous man and a light for others. Praise you, Lord, and thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Now, this is encouraging to me. This is encouraging to me because somebody has a dream. Somebody has a dream, and like Joseph, they received that dream in prison.
Yes. People have got the dreams, but sometimes God just needs to awaken that inside of us.
Amen.
And help us realize that there is something in us that's bigger than ourselves.
Yes.
There's something in us. That's why joining yourself to people who pour into you, who are spiritual dreamers. Learn from those who have gone ahead of us.
Yes.
Not only in Scripture, that's what Paul says in Hebrews, that we are surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
People who have
yes.
gone before us, people who have lived the faith, people who have dreamed, people who have walked there, people who have been through
yes.
there, been
yes.
to those places. Those are the people that we want to surround us to pour into our life.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, you know, it's powerful to know. Jesus said this in his own words. He said, I have set you as an example that you should do as I have done for you. So, was Jesus a dreamer? Oh, yes. He was a dreamer. He came with a dream. Hallelujah. He filled Mary with a dream.
Yes, amen.
And everyone who come in contact with him, he placed that dream inside of them.
Yes. And you know, God may give you a dream, but he may give 10 other people in the building the same dream.
Amen.
And you know, when you bump up against them, wow.
Yes.
Shockwaves. And you can align yourself.
Amen.
With
like
them.
Mary and Elizabeth.
Yes, that's what I was coming to. Mary was barely pregnant, and Elizabeth was out here with child. But when she ran to Elizabeth and they embraced and they bumped up together, wow,
yes.
What happened? John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost inside his mother's womb.
The dreamer jumped in her womb.
The dreamer jumped. And you may be jumping this morning because you're feeling that. You're realizing that God's given you a dream. So you align yourself with people who will on the same mission with you who will help you realize that dream. Maybe your dream is simply to be free from addiction so that you can be the leader in your family. And the mother to your children, and the father to your household.
Yes.
And maybe your dream is something different. I remember someone came to us once, and they had a dream that at the time I thought was too big. I really did. I thought, well, okay. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, squash somebody's dream out. But my mind just wasn't comprehending how it could come to pass because it was above me. And this person came in and they said, crying. And they said, during the summer, we see that kids who are on free lunch during the school year are starving. They go hungry. Right here in our neighborhood, they go hungry. And they said, I want to start a program where we can take brown bag lunches to them. And I'm like, woo, I see dollar signs. You know, we need a army of people. We need vehicles. You know, and I'm going like this, and I'm nodding, and I'm encouraging, and I'm thinking, oh, you know, what do we do? But you know, that person took that dream and rolled with it.
Amen.
Got other people on board.
Amen.
Our church, it was birthed right here in this church. And now several churches all over Wise County and the city of Norton have joined in.
Yes.
And now they feed children during the summer.
Yes.
That was a dream.
Yes.
That was a dream. It didn't happen overnight. But this person was consistent and persistent, took
Amen.
Every step the right way, got people on board,
yes.
prayed, persevered, and kept putting one foot in front of the other until that dream was realized.
Yes.
And it's growing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So what is your dream today?
Yes.
Well, I know wherever you are, if you're on your couch, if you're in the kitchen chair, if you're sitting at the snack bar, if you're in your car, I know something's coming to your mind right now. I really have a dream. This is what I want for my life. This is how I want to serve the Lord. This is a step in that direction. I'm asking God to reveal that to you right now.
Yes.
And I'm here to tell you this. God sent us here today to tell you this. God says, I am with you. I'll be big in you.
Come on.
You can do this because I'm going to do it with you. Stay faithful to that dream and just keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing, and God will bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Can somebody praise the Lord right there? Hallelujah.
What is your dream? Come on, put it on here. Show me what your dream is. What's God, what dreams have you been realized already? What's God doing in you? Go ahead and put it on the screen here, and we'll see it.
These cloud of witnesses, these people that have gone before us and walked before us, God placed those people. We've learned from those people. That's what the scripture says. We've learned from them. Not only we've learned from their dreams, but we've learned from their mistakes. That's why God puts them in there. You know, when you say, Pastor R, I'm going to come and work with you. I'm going to follow you. As long as you follow Jesus, I'm going to serve and follow and work with you. And that's good. But you got to remember that we're human flesh. We're frail creatures, okay? And we're given to failure and mess ups and mistakes. You don't follow the person necessarily. You follow the God in the person.
Amen.
And
amen.
Paul says, follow me as long as I am a follower of Jesus.
Amen.
You get behind that dream. You get in with that dream. And you follow. And God will coincide the dream he's placed inside you to match up and line up with the dream that he's placed within others.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why it's so important that we have a body of believers.
Yes.
You know, a lot of people say, I can live just as well at home. Well, you may be, but you're not living God's dream, because God created a church. And his dream was for us to work together in love and fellowship to evangelize the world, starting at home with the body. So you need to be in a body. It's not about living well.
Or being a freelancer, or being just a lone wolf, or, you know, people say, well, I don't need people.
That's not God's plan. You know,
but
God's plan was for us to be community.
That's exactly right. Because he places dreamers together.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He places dreamers together.
Yes.
You know, together, you and I, together is a key word, Joe. It's the key word today. Together, you and I can run with these giants that God placed before us.
Yes.
Last week we talked about taking the giants down. But giants in the faith, I'm talking about people who have lived the faith, people that not necessarily that are significant of importance, and maybe they have earned that right to us, that God elevated them and put them in scripture. But they were ordinary men and women, as Kathy said, but God used them. And so they become giants in the faith, as Hebrew 11 so meticulously lines out for us. But at the same time, they were giants. God called us to run with those giants, to move along with them, and receive inspiration, receive wisdom, receive empowerment for what God places, pours into us from the scripture. The scriptures that you meditate upon, the scriptures that you do devotionals in, the scriptures that you read every day are experiences that other people, other dreamers have lived that's gone on before you.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, you can't put yourself, detach yourself from them and say, well, those people lived long a time ago. They don't have anything to do with me. They have everything to do with you. They have everything to do with the dreamer today that God has placed. And we need those in our life. We need that in our life. Because you know what? They help encourage us.
Oh, yes.
You know what encouragement is? I learned this. This is pretty cool. Okay? Encouragement is the oxygen of the soul. It puts breath into our lungs again. It puts air into our lungs again.
It gives life to our dreams.
You know, I've been at times so down and didn't think, well, Lord, I don't think I can do this. This dream's too big, or I can't do this. I failed you too much. We can discount ourselves and count ourselves out of the dream that God placed inside of us. And then, just out of the blue, God sends someone, calls someone up,
yes,
to deposit a word or send a word or drop by or make a call or do something or say something and put a word in my spirit that connected with that discouragement. And that encouragement became oxygen again in my lungs. Do runners need oxygen, Miss Selena? Do they need it? Oh, you better believe it. At 67 years of age, when I'm not at 25 mile running, but at 2.5 miles, at 67 years of age, I'm thinking, Lord, I thank you for the oxygen you put inside my lungs. Amen. I'm thankful. We need that encouragement. We need people to encourage our dreams. Join yourself with people, Sal, that will encourage the dreamer inside you, brother. Join yourself with people who will encourage the God dream inside you. And so today, you know, as we tie this together and to tell you that, Lord willing, and I believe he is, Wednesday night we're going to start this series. We're going to be teaching just a couple times on the life of Joseph. Okay? There are amazing things that we can learn from the life of Joseph. Joseph was called a dreamer.
He's known in Scripture as the dreamer.
As the dreamer.
And at first, when God gave Joseph a dream, he was enthralled by that dream. At first, he didn't understand it. When he had the dream, he didn't understand what it meant. But he shared his dream in the wrong place. He shared that dream with discouragers. He shared that dream with people who not only did not want his dream to come to pass, but was willing to hurt him to see that it didn't. So you got to be careful where you share your dream. Again, God's yes, given us a body.
Amen.
God's given us
casting
a body.
Casting your pearl before
yes,
the swine.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Because, again, there are dreamers listening in this morning. And we're so grateful. I believe everything that God orchestrated today was for a purpose. I believe every word that's gone forth, and God said, my word will accomplish wherever I send it. I don't believe that the word of the Lord is just going to fall down upon any ground. I believe that there are hearts today that have received, people who need the dream awakened inside them. They need the dream encouraged inside them. There are people who have been sitting on their dreams, incubating their dreams. It's like that egg that chicken sets on, you know. But I see in 2021, there's going to be some dream hatchers. Woo! Man, somebody missed a chance to shout. You must have been thinking about, you know, I don't know what you're going to eat after the service. But right there was an opportunity to embrace. There are dream hatchers that are listening in. You're setting on your dream. You've been incubating your dream, and God's going to bring that to pass. You're going to start walking in it more, and God's going to be revealing more things to you. More things are going to be lining up. It may look bad now. It may look like that it's not going to happen, but it will happen. And that's what the Lord said. He said, write it down, because it'll come to pass. You know, I want to encourage you this morning. That'd be a good idea, is to write the God dream inside of you. Write what you envision. You know, I'm reminded of a scripture. We started to do it just a minute ago, and I know it's probably one of the most overused scripture in Scripture, is Jeremiah 29:11. Does anybody know what that says? I think Roman quoted that Wednesday night. And he says, I know the plans I have for you. Can we look at it this way? I know the dreams I have for you. I know the dreams I have for you. So body and soul is not just something we do to fill in space. It's a God dream. It's a God dream. It is something that God uses. You'll say, whoa,
what? And a plan is just an outline for a dream.
But she's a dreamer. And so I know people say, well, what's the significance in that? Because this is powerfully spiritual, and it connects people in their body, their soul, and their mind to the Lord. And we need those three points of connection to live a more fulfilled life. Okay? Maybe we're not all perfect at it, but we need it. So in whatever ministry we do here, whatever outreach that flows out of here, have flown out of dreamers. It's flowing out of dreamers. We're up here today because of a dream. Hallelujah. You got to get that. You got to understand that. Had your dream been so dormant for so long that even when it's mentioned to you, you just sort of, you know, like a hiccup.
You know, your dream may have been dormant for so long that it's lying cold on the slab.
Yes.
That's okay, because Jesus can stand at the door of that, even if you got a stone roll there, and he can say,
come on,
just like he did to Lazarus,
yes,
come forth.
Come forth.
Come forth.
Come forth.
Your mind is going to start moving and dancing. Your heart's going to start squeezing, and that dream's going to come right back up. God can resurrect your dream.
Amen. So can we say that? Come forth, dreamers.
Come forth.
Come forth, dreamers.
Come forth.
Get up, dreamers.
Yes.
It's your day. It's your time. You were born for such a time as this. You were placed in the kingdom for such a time as this. You'll say, well, oh, I wish I'd just been born in another time. All this COVID and all this darkness and all this stuff. This is an opportunity for your dream to live. This is a fertile ground for your dream to take root and come forth. Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
It
amen.
Is. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that with all my heart. We would love to hear from you this morning. Don't give up on your dreams. John Maxwell said that one time. Don't give up on them. Don't give up on them. There's some of you we haven't seen in a while. You know, we've connected with people through, you know, messages and text and calls and stuff like that. But there's some people we've actually not seen you in a while. Don't give up on your dream. God just didn't bring you here to fill a seat. Do you get that? You're not just here as a number just to fill a seat. Well, I come to church and I did my duty. You're not just here because of that. You're here because God has a dream for you.
You're here to function as part of the body.
Long time ago, Mrs. R, this little boy right over here sitting over here with that other little boy in his lap, and I still call him a little boy. Because, you know, he came to a ministry that we were part of. He played music wonderfully in his family.
As a young teenager.
Yeah, young teenager. I mean, maybe an older teenager, I guess. He was a little bit older than Jenny. But anyway, he had a God dream in him then. Okay? And then we left, and they left, and sort of parted ways.
Took different paths.
And different paths. But, you know, at times in his life, I know that God reminded him. Were there times in your life that God reminded you that he had a dream inside you? Have there been times in your life that God reminded you? Miss Tina, were there times in your life that God reminded you? Up there, were there times in your life that God reminded you that he has something inside you?
When God said, I want you. I want to use you for my glory. I made you and I put gifts inside of you and abilities that you don't even know about yet.
Yes.
Just waiting for an opportunity to bring them forth. Just waiting for an opportunity for you to say yes, and that's all it takes. You just have to say yes, yes, just like Aaron did.
Yes, yes. And so at the Old Navy store or at wherever convenience store that God places somebody in your path and reminds you, don't stop dreaming.
No.
Don't stop dreaming. You see where you're at right now? It's because of something God put in you.
Yes.
That was bigger than you
yes.
are.
Yes, amen.
And I know it's hard to wrap our minds around those things. You say, Pastor Art, why do you get so upset? I'm not upset. I'm passionate. I'm excited today. I'm
Amen.
Excited because
Amen.
I get to talk to God dreamers out there.
Yes.
That little blonde-headed girl who sat in Mr. Art's class many years ago. A little girl who sat in my class years ago. We loved and adored and poured into those years. We think, well, now you're setting in a part of worship team, a part of ministry, a part of reaching out here, a part of expanding her dreams that God placed in her life. But God maybe at some way or somehow in a small, insignificant way connected back then to reconnect now, to remind her that the dream he's placed in you is bigger than the dream you have yourself. Dream on, dreamer. Dream on. I call out those dreamers. I call out those dreamers. I tell them to get up from the dust, from the ruin. Awaken. Awaken from the ruins. Awaken from the destruction. Awaken from the chaos. Awaken from the trials. Awaken from the difficulties of your life. Quit suppressing what God has placed inside of you. There are people listening in right now. You have sat with me personally, one-on-one, and told me of God dreams that God has placed in you. And yes, difficulty came. Problems have come. Problems have risen. Things have happened who have temporarily set you back. But it did not disqualify your dream. Are you from the dreamer? That dream is there. It's time to get up. Don't lay in the ruins.
Yes, amen.
Do something about it.
Yes.
Be a Nehemiah today.
Yes.
When he came back to the city, he came back to the city with a mandate from a king. We're sitting here today because of a mandate
yes.
from a king. You're playing that because of a mandate from a king. You're here today because of a mandate from a king.
Yes.
A king handed an order out to you and said, I want you to go back, dreamer, and build this city again. And we look at the chaos and the ruin today around us. We say, America's going down with the tube, going down the tube. Oh, listen, countries may fail. They may falter. Leaders may fall or falter. But the dream that God placed inside you, it's still living and alive, regardless of what your political belief is. There's a dream inside you, dreamer. There's a dream inside you. And I'm telling that dream to get up. And Nehemiah went from a pagan's king rule, a foreign land, and went back to his birthright homeland. And he went back there and he assessed all the damage and the rubbish and walked through it. And he contemplated and thought about the things that God had placed inside of him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And then you know what he did? He started doing something about it.
Yes.
He started building. There's builders out there. There's musicians. There are ministry. There's ministry out there. There's teachers out there. There's bus drivers out there. There's bus leaders out there. There are people, prison ministry workers. There's people who have a heart for the homeless, to feed the hungry. There are those dreamers out there, just like Barnett was when he went out there and built the Dream Center and pulled people off the streets. There's a dream here in this ministry to help people who get out of prison, to place them in a place where people can positively pour a dream, God dream into them and awaken that inside them. Listen, friend, There's a dream here for a youth camp up on this hill where we can train young minds and pour into young people a God-given dream to awaken those dreams inside them. There is a dream here for a recovery center where people can be brought and encouraged to dream again, to be awakened from their addictions and their struggle, and just a reminder from God that God loves them and He has a purpose and He has a plan for them.
Yes,
come on,
amen.
We need to wake up today.
Yes,
we
amen.
Need to wake up. Yes. Hallelujah. We need to wake up. Wake
Pastor,
up the dream inside you.
Pastor,
yes.
There's somebody out there re-listening
yes.
right now, and you've had a dream, but you've messed up. You have sinned.
Mm.
And now you feel disqualified. You feel like, Lord, if you'll just accept me back into your grace, if you'll just receive me back, just restore my fellowship, that's enough. But God's saying it's not enough. It's not enough. He wants to do more. The gifts and calling of God are irrevocable.
Come on.
That's what He said. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance or irrevocable. So no matter how many times you mess up, what you say is you fess up. Then you get up
Amen.
And you march on and realize
Amen.
The God. You may be side railed for a while. You may be benched. But there's a time to get back in the game. And God's saying to you today, it's time.
Amen.
It's time. Start dreaming again.
Amen.
It's time.
Amen. So today as we pray, we're going to pray for the restoration of dreams. The awakening of dreams. The putting back of dreams. Amen. They're there. We're going to pray for you. We're going to pray for those who never, for the first time in your life, ever realized there was anything potentially inside you because you've been lost or you've been away from God. But God loves you. Amen. God loves you. I told him last week, God wrote a personal letter. I don't know how many. There are people probably sat right here in this building last week or week before last or whatever. And God sent a letter. Maybe you never opened the letter. You never opened the letter. Today, God wants you to open this letter He personally has written to you. I love you, dreamer. I've always loved you. I've always had purpose. I've always had a plan. And your current circumstances does not negate the powerful purpose and dream I've placed in you. I know you've been in a far country. I know you've been away. And that was a word that Miss Kathy gave to those listening in. So let's pray for the lost. Let's pray for those who are away from God, that God restore, bring back the dreamer, awaken the dreamer. We're going to pray for the sick here just in a moment. And I want everybody to join with us here and at home today. And if you're there listening in, I want you. You can do that right there in your home. You know what? You don't have to be in a church or a building or a structure like this to pray. You can pray right there. You can get right there on your knees, or you can, if you can't get on your knees, you can just sit right there and open your heart before God. And you just simply open up your heart and say, Jesus, I invite you into my life today. I ask you to come into my life. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose from the grave. I believe that you are seated on the right hand of God. And I believe that right now, at this moment, you're there encouraging me on, petitioning for me. You love me. And I know that. And I feel that in my heart. Maybe this is the first time you've ever felt the love just beckon you or call you in a while. So God is calling you today. Dreamer. Oh, but I'm too messed up, Pastor. I've done too many wild things. As Mrs. R said just a minute ago, I've used too many drugs, or I've had too many relationships that have messed up. I've done this. I've done that. Oh, but God is looking for you, dreamer. Hallelujah. It's time to get up. It's time to wake up. Amen. And dream again. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we ask you right now. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Grace is receiving what we don't deserve, Lord. There's none of us can say we deserve your goodness or your mercy. But Lord, you're gracious toward us, and you're merciful and long-suffering, and not willing that any perish or die in their sins, but all come to repentance. So whoever is listening in this morning, under the sound of our voice, under the beckoning call of the Holy Spirit, I pray today in Jesus' name that you would come into their heart. You would come into their heart, and that your peace would fill their life. Your love would embrace them and fill them this morning. And Father God, remind them by your powerful Spirit that there's a dream, a purpose that you placed in their life. And I ask you, Holy Spirit, to awaken that dream today. Awaken that dreamer today to dream again. Lord, to get up from the ruins. Get up from the destruction. Get up from the chaos. Rise up again, Lord. Give them wings as eagles, Lord. Woo! I feel somebody ready to take a flight this morning. Be wings under them, Lord. Be wings under their brokenness, Lord, today. Lift them up from the shadow. Lift them up from the darkness of despair. And Father God, we need a move today. We need an interaction with the Holy Spirit. I pray that interaction right there in that living room or car or hospital or wherever they may be listening in today. In Jesus' name, I thank you for saving them, loving them, forgiving them, and healing, beginning to heal their life, Lord. Thank you for that in Jesus' name. And listen, if you prayed that prayer with us, that dream be awakened, we'd like to hear from you. It encourages us to know, I know God's word went out, but it encourages us that that word was fit for you today. It was tailored for you today. It was designed for you today. Amen. We receive that. We're going to pray for the sick, because there's a lot of people who are sick and struggling this morning.
I'm going to ask Jenny to pray for the sick this morning. We've got several requests, and I'll try to get through them real quick, but...